involvement at all. I continue my chat with Donald Davidson. We're going to focus on the snake bit, which has moved to different locations around the track. It's been in 1, 4, and now 3, where disc jockeys prevail with lots of loud and rowdy music before the race starts, but nothing like it used to be.
In the mid-30s, people started to get very creative in the infield, and they would bring in scaffolding and build them. And so this city would grow in the infield. Well, by the early 50s, they were trying to stop that. And the order was, you know, if somebody comes in with a truck with scaffolding, don't let them in. Well, you know, race morning, you got to get the traffic off the street and you know, 3 deep or 2 deep all the way back downtown. You got to keep them moving, keep them moving, keep them moving. And so, and then finally in 1960, when one of them, a homemade, toppled and a couple of people lost their lives, then they said, that's it. And so there's been no scaffolding ever since.
And the snake pit has been totally tame, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. That developed over a period of, 50 or 60 years. There was always a lot of people having a good time inside turn one. But I think it was, everybody wore jackets and ties and hats. And then I think in the 50s, it was sort of the college kids, but fairly innocent. And then there was quite a change, I think, from like 64 to like 66, 67. Cultures were changing. It was the Vietnam years. And so you went from Perry Como and Dean Martin to, Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis and Jan and Dean, and then the Rolling Stones. And so the culture's changed, and if you look at the infield, photos from 64, 65, and then 67 and 68, the state troopers started carrying nightsticks. Yeah, it changed a lot, and then gradually that was phased out.